This is a replay of Monday Night Trivia, September 30th on WGN Radio. We started right at 10. If you don't hear yourself on it, it's because you didn't call. I hope to rectify that soon. We're live Monday through Thursday evenings unless sports preempt us. That's from 10 to 1 Central. Dial 888-876-5593. My toll-free number from OneVoip for the world's best customer service. It's OneVoip. Check them out at the number 1-VOIP.com. You'll be really glad you did.
Direct from the edge of the lunatic fringe. It's the Raleigh James Show.
WGN Radio. I'm Raleigh James, and as I say, it is Monday night, so Monday night the time is right for trivia. And we have 3 hours of it, a straggler from last week that we'll be going over in a moment, and a theme, a lovely theme it is. In fact, it was Carol Ford-inspired, World's Best Show Prep, included a suggestion with tonight's theme, and I ran with it. So you'll hear all about that as you hear the bumper stumpers, pretty much all of which charted. So they're not unknown to you, for sure. So our straggler from last week, in the U.S., New Hampshire is number one, followed by Nevada at number two, and North Dakota at number three. Number one, two, and three in what? All right, that's the straggler. You've had a week to think about it, so I expect participation by now. 888-876-5593. 8888 Raleigh. And with that in mind, I always say, if you don't know my bumper stumpers and you have no idea about the questions I throw out, you can have your own category. Sky is the limit in that, because everybody knows something about something. And so you are an expert in something, no matter how odd it might be. And request your category. I find your question, and hopefully you win. Now, of course, you're doing this mostly for the fun of it, because the prizes are virtually worthless. Oh, you get a certificate that's a lot of fun, actually, and then something else you don't want, like a tabloid or a DVD or a CD. But for each win, by the way. But it takes forever to get. So on top of the prizes not being worth the postage, you don't get them forever. Although the deal is that we plan to mail soon. We've been actually talking about it. And yeah, and on top of talking, addressing some envelopes. So it's in the works. Expect it before the end of the year. Now, yeah, like I say, you're doing it for the fun of it. So you've got my question. Yeah, I'll review again. In the United States, New Hampshire number one, Nevada number two, North Dakota number three, one, two, and three at what? You haven't got a bumper stumper yet, but you will in a moment. And you can have your own category, and that's where Barry and his Beatles comes in. So, Barry, welcome back to WGN Radio.
Hey, Raleigh, how you doing today?
All right, how about yourself, Barry?
All right, I want the straggler with lottery tickets.
No. Oh, that's nice. I like that.
No.
All right, so a Beatles question, and I know you know all of these. I don't know if I've asked you this one before, but in 1960, the band toured Scotland as a support act for what singer?
There's like Roy Orbison or Little Richard.
Not an American.
Oh, not an American.
Well, at least I don't think so. I'd have to look them up because, frankly, I've never heard of them.
Oh.
But he, but absolutely, he was, let's see, here we are, British pop singer. England toward Scotland. And so if this is 1960, as you can imagine, they're not yet the Beatles. They're still the Silver Beatles.
Okay. They did My Bonnie with them. I know it, and I guess I don't know.
Oh, you probably do know it. Like I say, I've never heard of the guy, but I looked him up, and he certainly exists, and it's a damn good thing, too. Johnny Gentle.
Oh, nope, I didn't know.
Yeah, Johnny Gentle, who apparently was appearing with a friend as kind of the Everly Brothers of Scotland, and then he went to work on an ocean liner. And on his returns, he entered some talent competitions and won. And from there, he was auditioned by a manager. Next thing you know, they released some singles on Philips. And they have them touring. And who do they have them touring with? Well, initially, it was things in Liverpool like Gene Vincent and Rory Storm and Jerry and the Pacemakers, but then throughout Scotland with the Silver Beatles.
I thought it was the other guy, Tony Sheridan, is the person I thought that...
Oh, yeah, no, Tony Sheridan's in the mix, but not for this question.
Okay, and how about for the Straggler about bingo or... bingo games or bingo winnings payoffs?
Nope.
Okay.
All right. Thanks for trying. Appreciate it. All right. So 888-876-5593-8888. Raleigh. Oh, we're about to meet Andy. Andy is a first-time caller, and he is in the northwest suburbs in Chicagoland. So, Andy, welcome to WGN Radio.
Well, thank you, Raleigh. Enjoy your show.
Well, thanks. So what do you think?
Yeah, my guess is, I got one guess and one guess only, but my guess is alcohol consumption.
Well, I have to have you narrow it down more because you're in the right track, but you got to be specific.
Be specific on alcohol.
Yeah. And I hope you can do this because if you don't, you know somebody's going to call up right behind you and get it. So you can do this. New Hampshire, Nevada, North Dakota, number one per capita. And yes, it's alcohol related.
Well, I'll go with vodka.
Oh God, it's beer consumption.
That was my second guess.
Oh,
all right.
Man, all right. I had to throw it out because I knew that if I did anything else, everybody would be right behind me. But I'm glad that you called, and I hope you're going to do it again.
Well, thank you. Thank you very much. Have a good
night. All right. So, 888-876-5593. Yeah, see, I would have thought Wisconsin was on this list for sure. And on some levels, I'm sure they are. But New Hampshire, number one, Nevada, number two, and North Dakota, number three, by per capita standards in beer consumption. All right. Let's move on to another question, shall we? This common toy was created in the 1880s. But not successfully sold until the 1970s. Yeah, it took them 90 years to get it right. What is it? Yeah, common toy. And yeah, when it came out in the 1960s, actually. And I'm sure it is. So that's my typo. But not successfully sold until the 1960s. All right. So there you have it. 1880s, they came up with it. It took them till the 1960s. And it was a runaway hit. All right, what is it? 888-876-5593. Your first bumper stumper is coming up in moments right here on WGN Radio.
Crazy things I did, and lots of time. just to be your man. I thought you knew.
WGN Radio. I'm Raleigh James. Well, that's a gift. Of course, it'll not give you any information on the theme, but as you hear more, it should become clear and maybe fairly quickly. But so who is that male vocal? 888-876-5593-8888-Raleigh. So before we get to, let's see, Brian and Juliet, we're going to do charts. And, of course, Lisa and Dundee, we're going to do movie questions. And we've got a couple of guests, though, on our question. So this common toy was created in the 1880s, but not successfully sold until the 1960s. What is it? All right, so we're going to check out Rodney in Chicago. Welcome back to WGN.
Hello, yes, my guess is the Slinky.
Well, how nice. It was developed in 1945, sold at Gimbel's department store. But it's a nice guess.
And all right.
By the way, the first 400 Slinkies around Christmas time 1945 sold within minutes. All right.
Wow.
Thanks for trying. All appreciate
right,
it. All right. Yeah, it was absolutely a hit, an instant hit. All right. So Corey is a first-time caller, and Corey is in Aurora. Welcome to WGN Radio, Corey.
Hi, thank you.
What do you think?
I'm going to guess a yo-yo.
Oh, that's nice. So yo-yos are a little older than that. I think they came out around 1860, 1866.
Yeah, I knew it was in the 1800s.
But you know, they were popular pretty much early on. And then you're right,
okay,
they certainly had a resurgence when Duncan was everything in the world in the early 60s. You're right, but no.
Exactly. Mm-hmm.
All right, okay, thanks for trying.
Absolutely, thank you.
All right, bye-bye. So how nice. That's a great question. But yeah, you look at the history of the yo-yo and you'll see some articles that say it goes back to 400 BC. Clearly, I don't think it's the kind that Duncan was selling. But nonetheless, 400 BC for the first yo-yo. And I think stones were involved. But yeah, flat stones. In any event, it was the 1860s when they were first marketed. But man, that revival in the 60s, man, Duncan had it going on the butterfly and all sorts of different little yo-yos that kids just loved them. All right, so 888-876-5593 is 8888 Raleigh. And let's see what else we can do here. I guess what we're going to do is charts. And it's Brian and Joliet. How's it going, Brian?
Hi, Raleigh. Hope you're doing well. And I was can I ask first, can I make a request first, please?
Yeah, sure. What you want to hear?
Oh, no, not my baby.
Oh, yes. Well, you know I love that. So,
you like that one?
One of my favorites. Maxine
Brown.
Oh,
good.
Yeah, Maxine Brown. Yeah, I just adore it. All right, so here we go. You want January of 1966. So
January 1st, if you have that.
Oh, I do. I do. Absolutely, I do. So here we go. The chart that it was the week ending January 1st. Now, you know when they did that, of course, that would have been released the last week of December because they always had the name of the chart at the end of the period rather than the beginning. So I can give you the week of January 1st, but we're really talking about the end of December. But if you want it, you got it. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Number one, Sounds of Silence.
Simon and Garfunkel.
Number two, We Can Work It Out.
Beatles.
Yes. Number three, I Got You, I Feel Good.
James Brown.
Number four, Turn, Turn, Turn.
Birds.
Number five, Over and Over.
Dave Clark Five.
Yeah, that's right. Sure wasn't Bobby Day. All right, so although he wrote it. Number six, Let's Hang On.
The Four Seasons.
Yes. Number seven, Fever. Obviously, it's a remake. You know it's not Little Willie John. Fever.
Uh-oh.
It was on an album, their first album, and I think it was on Bang. In any event, they only had one hit, which was a remake of a Vibrations record. But it was a big hit. They changed the title slightly. Then they came out with this, yeah, whether we wanted them to or not. They're from Dayton. They had a guy in the band, Rick Zeringer, later changed his name to Rick Derringer.
The McCoys?
Absolutely. The McCoys did Fever, and it was on the Hang On Sloopy album.
Did a lot of people do that song?
Oh, my God. Well, Little Willie John had the original, and then, of course, Peggy Lee covered it as a pop standard, and it went to, like, number one. And so, yeah. You don't remember the original?
No, I never heard the original.
Oh, well, then I
got it. I heard the song, but I really can't identify until now when you mentioned Rick Derringer.
Yeah, I figured that would be a giveaway because you weren't going anywhere with Fever. Well, let me see what I can do here because I'm surprised you don't know the Peggy Lee Fever, but that's all right. I'll let you hear a little both of them because it's a song you should know, I think anyway. So let's see if we can find Little Willie John, the original, and it is just a great record that the McCoys absolutely crucified. No doubt about it. And you will see exactly what I mean.
Get a feeling that's so hard to bear. You give me fever when you kiss me.
And that was on King in 1956, Little Willie John, and it was Otis Blackwell and Andy Cooley that wrote it. So doesn't sound familiar?
Oh, it does now.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. And of course,
I like that song.
It became Peggy Lee's signature song. So her 1958 version. So. All right, and they rewrote the lyrics a lot. You know, I guess they thought that Little Willie John was a little too crass, but nonetheless, all right. Well, so we've now gone through Fever. Very good. Number eight. Ah, this is another remake. Ebb Tide.
The Righteous Brothers?
Yes, absolutely. Who else would redo that? Number nine. England Swings.
Roger Miller?
Yeah, absolutely, like a pendulum do. Number 10, Make the World Go Away.
Oh, Eddie Arnold?
Absolutely right. Well, let's see how far you get. Number 11 is 5 O'Clock World.
The Vogues?
Yep. Number 12, Flowers on the Wall.
Statler Brothers?
Yeah. Number 13, One Has My Name.
Pardon?
One Has My Name. Now,
One Has My Name?
Yes, and, you know, that's a remake, too. But if you can get this, good luck. I wouldn't have. I absolutely wouldn't have.
One Has My Name.
I got to see if I even have it by this guy. Yeah, and you know the song. I mean, Elvis and all that. But let's see. Mm. But this guy.
This is a cover.
Yeah, obviously, yeah. But, I mean, this guy, I've never heard of him. At least not in this incarnation. Let's see.
Yeah,
oh,
I
have
cannot,
it. Oh, God, I have it. I have it. I'll let you hear
you
some.
Have it?
Yeah, if you know who this guy is, well, good luck. All right.
One has my name. The other has my heart. With one.
All right.
Voice.
Yeah. It sounds a little
I'll
like.
I'll take a guess at it.
Okay.
How about Perry Como?
No, a guy named Barry Young. No, we've all heard of Perry Como. Barry Young is the person that we're saying who? All right. Well, but you won. And that's quite all right. I don't think it's the disc jockey Barry Young. I'll have to look that up, but I don't think so. But in any event, there you go. You won. Hang on. Don't go away.
Thank you, Raleigh.
All right. And that's where we will pick it up right after the news. We've got Peg in West Lafayette. She got a guest. Lisa in Dundee wants her movie quote from last week. Yeah, we promised her one. And there's room for you, too. And our question, we will review it again quickly here, and that is this common toy was created in the 1880s but not successfully sold until the 1960s. What is it? And it was a big hit. 888-876-5593 on WGN Radio.
I'm just a young girl dying to learn the ways of love.
6-5-5-9-3. Well, they have in common with the first record we played. All right, so now we're going to get some more guesses, don't you know? And let's see. Jim in Richmond. All right, Jim, welcome back to WGN Radio. What do you think?
I thank you for taking my call. I think it's a jack-in-the-box.
That's an interesting answer. You know, they've been around since before the 1500s. And they used to be devil in the box, and they would have this devil pop out. And then about 1700 or so, they changed the devil to a jester, and that's what started Jack in the Boxes. But way, way, way before the 60s or the 1800s.
Because I remember they were very popular in the 60s.
Oh, yeah. Well, but they go back literally to, they say around 1300. No one knows for sure. And that was the devil, and he was in a boot kind of thing, and it was protecting towns. But by 1500, there was a clockmaker in Germany who did the devil in the box, and that was probably the first one we know. But it took about 200 years them to say, maybe this devil isn't such a good idea. And then he became a jester.
Yes.
All right,
and,
nice
and
guess,
I have two requests.
All righty.
You know that Kris Kristofferson passed away?
Yes, I can't imagine anything I'd play by him, though.
Oh, okay. But, then that's, we'll forget that then.
Well, let me ask you, though, it may not be him singing it because he wrote a lot of songs, so what do you like?
Well, anything that that you would think I'd like that he wrote.
All right. What else?
You know? And then the second request is, can tomorrow evening, could we continue the conversation with Fran? I think it was Leslie.
Yeah, I'm not 100% sure Fran's going to join us, but we're going to talk. But I do want to talk about that for sure. But the thing was that surprised me when you said, I don't have any phone numbers. We've given you over 24 phone numbers. So your assignment is to round them up before the conversation.
I have their phone numbers,
okay.
But we were talking,
yeah, I know.
She was saying about doing it through Walmart, and I can't do it online.
No, no, no. We'll talk about it tomorrow night, but what she was talking about is
okay.
You're going to have to make your phone accessible. Okay, thanks. We'll talk then.
Right. Thank
all right.
You.
All right, so 888-876-5593 would be 8888, Raleigh. And moving on to Peg in West Lafayette. Peg, welcome back to WGN Radio.
Well, it's not welcome back as a first-timer, but I want to
really?
Give it a
shot.
Oh, really?
Usually John tells me when that's the case, so I bump you to the head of the line, but it doesn't say that. So, Peg, welcome to WGN. Thank you for calling.
Thanks. Well, I want to guess on the toy.
Okay.
Could it be the hula hoop?
No, for two reasons. Number one, they've been around since 500 B.C., but they got very popular in America in the 1950s. That's when Whammo, a California company, made a plastic version. And that's when they became just huge. So,
well, you had said earlier than you
mentioned. Well, yeah,
so I thought
right.
Maybe that was the
No. It's 1960s for sure. In fact, I think it was 63 on this toy. That was my typo, but 63. And it wasn't created until the 1880s. So it doesn't have any ancient connection whatsoever. But yeah, those hula hoops go way, way back. And I guess if it wasn't for Whammo, we would have never known them.
And my other guess was roller skates.
Oh, that's good, but nope, not a chance.
Okay.
But call me
Thank
again.
You.
Thank you for that. I really appreciate it. And nice to meet you, Peg.
Have a good night.
You too. Okay, bye. All right, so there you go. Yeah, no bad answers here. And the only reason I can be such a know-it-all is I have the right ones in front of me. And, yeah, Whammo. It was like 1958. If you were an Angelino, you'll remember this because the Broadway was a department store. And, yeah, they just had ads all over the place for these hula hoops. And they were $1.98. And yeah, and I think they sold over 25 million in less than 4 months. And like I say, Whammo came up with it, but then of course you had everybody else and their brothers. And the manufacturing for hula hoops stopped, I think, fairly shortly after, like about 1960, and then they came back in the mid-60s, inserting ball bearings and to make the swooshy sound. And anyway, that's the hula hoop. But it was just a craze all over the world and petered out everywhere in the 1980s. But I understand that China and Russia are, why should we be surprised, are still making hula hoops. All right, so 888-876-5593 would be 8888 Raleigh. And Lisa is in Dundee. How's it going, Lisa?
Oh, pretty good. How about with you?
All right. So you want your 1932 movie quote.
You still have it, huh?
Oh, I do.
Okay. Good.
I want to be alone.
Oh, gosh. I want to be alone. That's
Yeah, I want to be alone. I just want to be alone.
Yeah. Yeah, it's, I don't know if I'm going to know the name of the movie, but I know who said it. It was, Jesus.
Well, the contest, of course, is knowing the name of the movie, but if you know who said it.
I know, but I thought maybe if I could remember who said it.
You should.
It's a very famous line, I want to be alone.
And for a very famous reason, this person became iconic for it.
Yeah, she was a recluse. And
yes, that's right.
Barely seen in her later years.
That's all right.
Oh, God.
Yeah. And she was Swedish.
Yep. I want to. I know it's not Gloria Swanson, but it reminds me. It's there's two actresses that I always get mixed up in. One is Marlena Dietrich,
and it's not her. Nope, it's not her.
It was her, so it's got to be the other one.
Yeah.
Who's the other one?
Oh, and it's,
I hate it when my brain doesn't work.
Oh man, you're just gonna kick yourself if you don't get this.
Well, if I had time, I'd go through the alphabet. That usually helps me.
All right.
I don't want to tie up anybody else. So,
she was in a lot of movies.
Is the movie Camille?
No, it was not. And she was in a lot of movies, and I guess got her first three nominations for the Academy Award for Best Actress in 1930.
Yeah.
And by 32, when this movie came out, she was big enough that she was dictating the terms of her own contracts.
Yeah. She's so pretty.
Yeah, she was, actually, but I don't normally think about her as being pretty. I think about her as being this big recluse, yes.
I know, but her movies are so great.
Yeah.
We don't have news coming up or anything, do we?
No, but by all means, you can go through the alphabet if you so desire. I can even play the thinking music while you do. Just shout it out.
That'll make it worse. My brain won't work then.
Yeah.
Oh, jeez.
Let's see. At least we won't have silence.
True. No, I mean, even if I come up with her name, I don't think I'm going to come up with the. Do I have the right actress though in Camille? You probably.
Yes, absolutely. You have the right actress.
I have the right actress, but yes. It's not Camille.
Well, obviously it's not Camille because that was 1936.
Okay, but I've got the right actress.
Yes, you absolutely
do. I just can't think of her name.
And Swedish.
And so I'm never,
and it's one of those names that, man, you will never be able to forget it. And you'll say, how did I not
think of that? No, I know. It's so common to me.
Yes.
But, you know, I'm old, and my brain just doesn't work the way it's supposed to. But I'm sure I won't be able to think of the movie anyway. So you might as well tell me. I'll kick myself, but...
Greta Garbo.
Greta Garbo, of course.
And the movie was Grand Hotel.
Yes. I've seen it. And there was a movie made from her, you know, about her years called Garbo Talks. And that was sort of a movie about her later years. And Greta Garbo, I'll never forget that. But yeah, Grand Hotel was a very good movie.
Yeah, so.
Shoot. Okay, well...
Well, still, you at least have heard of them, which is better than
yes,
I would have
Oh,
done.
Yes.
All right.
Well, I'll take some Prevagen before next week and try again.
Okay, good. Okay, fine. Okay, bye.
Right. Okay, bye.
All right, so I have to look up Prevagen to see what it does. All right, so we'll get to Deb in Streamwood and James on the south side. And Deb is going to guess on her question, and James wants World War II. Well, not actually. He'd get World War III the way things are going, but he wants a question. All right, so this common toy was created in the 1980s, but not successfully sold until the 1960s. What is it? 888-876-5593 on WGN Radio. WGN Radio, I'm Raleigh James. Well, there's your third bumper stumper. Who is that? And that was a top 20 record. So, yeah, and what's the theme? You've now got three records, so maybe something is appearing or not. All right, so Mike is a first-time caller, and he is in Chicago. So, Mike, welcome to WGN Radio. What do you think?
Well, thank you. The toy.
Yeah.
The toy, the paddle ball.
That's a great answer, but that was 1920s when William Lind came up with that. What's interesting is what allowed him to do it. It's not so much that he was such a genius. He just took advantage of the fact that there was soft rubber. That's when they invented soft rubber. And by 1937, a company in North Carolina was formed just to have paddle balls as a toy as their main product. So nice guess, but not right.
All right.
I hope you'll call me again.
Thank you for... I will. Okay. Thank you.
Thanks, Mike. All right. So good to meet Mike. Yeah, soft rubber. And a lot of things you can do with that. And paddleball being just one. All right. So let's see. What do we have with Deb in Streamwood? Welcome to WGN Radio.
Hi, Raleigh. How are you?
All right. How about yourself?
Good. Thanks. Listen, I'm going to take a shot at the toy maybe being Lincoln Logs.
It's a great guess. It's not right. Lincoln Logs are a Chicago product, though, you know, because it was Frank Lloyd Wright's kid who developed Lincoln Logs. And the interesting thing is that Frank Lloyd Wright and his son had a falling out. And this was after his son had designed a hotel, I think for Tokyo. And the deal was he designed it in such a way that it was built where it could sway with the earthquakes and not be a problem. Anyway, father and son split up before the hotel was born. But he thought, you know, I can do something with this. And he came up with the miniature logs. And, of course, I think he marketed it in 1918. But, it, you know, he had to come up with a name, and so hence Lincoln Logs. You had to build Abraham Lincoln's Kentucky boyhood home, and that's that was the deal. Cool. So not
can I maybe have a what? Can I maybe have a trivia question for advertising?
Oh, an advertising question? Of course you can. Let's see.
I'm good at the 60s one.
Okay, the
60s. I watched a lot of TV as a kid.
The 60s. All right, so let's see what would be good as far as that goes. Oh, yeah, this is definitely the 60s. The heartbeat of America.
Oh, shoot.
You know the phrase.
I do.
And it's a car.
Chevy?
Yes, Chevrolet. Absolutely.
Yay.
All right, hang on, don't go away.
Thank you.
All right, so absolutely. And as I say, the prizes are worthless. It takes forever to get something, but you get a certificate eventually and something else you don't want. That's not worth the postage. But you do get them. And we will have them before the year is out, I keep promising. All right, so we'll see. We slowed down after John's stroke, obviously, but we're picking up again. At least we know where all the prizes and where all the winners' names are. So it's a real start here. Now let's see. Marianne in Heston, Kansas, is checking in. Welcome to WGN Radio.
Hi, Raleigh.
How are you?
I'm doing good. That's interesting about the Lincoln Logs. I didn't know how they came about. I didn't know it had anything to do with Frank Lloyd Wright,
yeah,
but that was interesting.
It kind of is, and of course the idea isn't really original because it, you know, it's a lot like Erector sets and things like that. So the idea of building it, but the way he did it, you know, and Tinker Toys and things like that was different. And sure enough, and there were restrictions on metals then later during the war, so Lincoln Logs became even more popular. So,
Right. Well, I was a kid in the 60s, so some people have already guessed some toys that I was maybe thinking about. But the other thing I was thinking about is maybe a BB gun. I don't know about the 1800s, but I know
it's not right, but you'd be absolutely right about 1880s, because that's exactly when the BB gun was developed. But that's not it. I think it was a Markham air rifle in 1886, I think was the original BB gun. And that's a great answer, but this one, as far as I know, is a danger to no one.
Okay. All right. Thanks.
Thanks for trying. Okay. Bye. All right. So yeah, that's a swell guess. It's just not right. 888-876-5593-8888 Raleigh. And we have our question. In fact, if you wonder what we're working on here, this common toy was created in the 1880s, but not successfully sold until the 1960s. Yeah, really not sold at all until the 1960s. And then, man, it was huge. So what is it? 888-876-5593-8888 Raleigh. So now, with that in mind, we're going over to Ann in Milwaukee. Ann, welcome back to WGN Radio.
Hey, Ann, how are you?
All right. How about yourself?
Sure. kind of getting tired over here. Sorry about that. Hi, Raleigh.
Yeah.
Hey, question regarding the Lincoln Logs.
Yes.
And Frank Lloyd Wright's son. Was the hotel ever built?
Yes, but not by the son. It absolutely was built, and I should look that up. But
it was still standing.
You know, I know that it withstood an earthquake. So that was one of the interesting things. And let's see if I can look up this hotel, because it was, Japan, Tokyo's Imperial Hotel was the name of the hotel. And the deal was Japan had a lot of earthquakes and a lot of tremors. So the idea was how to combat that. And I don't know, father and son, like I say at that point, I don't know what happened there, but dad kicked son out of the business. So, but in the meantime, the hotel was built. Now, is it standing?
Well, Frank was quite a character.
Well, yeah, and oh man, the architecture, I still love it to this day. It's just good. And, you know, of course, if I could live in the 1950s, I would. No doubt about it. So yes, apparently, not only is the Imperial Hotel Tokyo still around, but you can book now. So it's obviously still, unless something else took over the name, they're doing bookings. So, stay at the Imperial Hotel. Treat yourself to amenities. So,
very fun.
Yeah, let's see if we can get the history of the hotel so we make sure that something that was built last year didn't take over the name or something. It was absolutely thought of way back when. So yeah, it's still there. But there is the Imperial Hotel, created in the late 1880s at the request of the Japanese aristocracy, and then the Wright Imperial Hotel, which I think it stood for more than 40 years in the Hibiya district of Tokyo, and then it was decided, oh no, I think this is gone. Oh, let's see. So over 40 years, and it's a lovely-looking hotel. It kind of has a Lincoln Log feel to it, actually. All right, so they decided, it opened in 1923. They decided it must be replaced. In 1968, the main lobby of the hotel was dismantled and relocated to a museum, where it was painstakingly reconstructed, repaired, and whatever. In 1968, what did they put there? Well, obviously not his hotel. So it's there, but not really.
They built something different, but hippies, maybe.
Yeah.
That was pretty cool.
But they say that the Imperial Hotel Tokyo, the one I mentioned, partnered with the Frank Lloyd Wright Foundation to incorporate Wright-inspired motifs, patterns, and designs into the furnishings of the current buildings. In addition, there's a Frank Lloyd Wright suite, the only one in the world. It is also housed inside the current hotel facilities. The suite features an Oya stone relief, handmade stained glass, oak furniture staged in the symmetry for which Wright was famous.
Wow.
Yeah. All right. Well,
there's a lot of fans will travel anywhere to go see Frank Lloyd Wright stuff. So
yes.
Why not?
Yes. Well, I don't think you've given your guess yet, so hang on a minute. I got the news. Don't go away.
No.
Stay where you are, and we will pick it up with Anne and you in the second hour of trivia. And Scott's first-time caller. Don't go away, Scott. And everybody else, all lines are busy. Gary's a first-time caller. That's great, too. If you get a busy signal, wait for somebody to hang up. And we will continue on Monday Night Trivia right after the news on WGN Radio. regions. All right. So, yeah, that was popular in some regions, quite popular in some regions, enough for it to chart nationally. And, yes, it has something in common with everything else we've played. And what would that be? That's a theme. Or if you know the artist, that's enough. 888-876-5593. 8888-RALEIGH. And we're going back to Anne in Milwaukee to get her guess on our trivia question and to review. This common toy was created in the 1880s, but not successfully sold until the 1960s. What is it? So, all right, Anne, you're up.
All right, I have two guesses.
Okay.
First one is Silly Putty.
Oh, that's really nice. Actually, Silly Putty, we can thank World War II for that, because when the Japanese started making noise that our rubber supply was going to go away, here were all these chemists trying to come up with something as a substitute for rubber. And one guy put boric acid with silicon oil together and said, well, maybe this will work. Well, it didn't. But it sure had a lot of wonderful properties, so a few years later they packaged it and sold it as a toy. That's Silly Putty.
Ah, very cool.
Yeah.
Right. And my second guess is a pogo stick.
Oh, that's good, too. I don't know the history of pogo sticks, but no, I should look that up. There's probably something online that will pogo stick history. Let's see what that gives us. I have no idea. all right. So, patented in 1919. It's a legend that this guy was traveling in Burma where he met a man with a daughter named Pogo. The father invented a stick that Pogo could jump on every day to and from the temple. All right. Well, and who the hell knows if that's true? But in any event, yeah, that's...
Thank you so much. Have a great night.
Thanks for calling. Okay, bye. All right. Yeah, I have absolutely no idea. You know, how would you check as far as that? I'm sure some historian might know, but I have utterly no idea what that might be. That can't be right, can it? I'm sure that it has something to do with being imported. No doubt about that. Here's another theory on this. Gimbel Brothers in 1919 came across wooden sticks that had rotted on the ship and were not sellable. So they asked a baby furniture designer to produce a more resilient jumping stick. And thus the metal and enclosed spring pogo is what was created. All right. But theoretically, that still came from the guy jumping to temple. Yeah. Okay, fine. So 888-876-5593, 8888-RALEIGH. We say goodbye to Anne. We thank her for calling. And Scott is a first-time caller in Joliet. Scott, how are you?
I'm doing great, RALEIGH. I'll tell you what, but I got to say, as far as the pogo goes,
yeah,
that's a great line, and God bless all those pogo people all out there.
Yeah, absolutely. But, you know, the thing's so basic, I guess you need a legend. So,
Why not? Throw out a legend, make up your own legend if you have to.
right. Although, I don't know, I look at them as implements of destruction, you know?
Yeah, absolutely, absolutely, darling.
All right, so you want a Marvel question?
Yeah, throw it out there.
Okay. This man was an inker for Jack Kirby. He came back from the war and became Stan Lee's art director for Atlas and Timely before Marvel, and he stayed with Marvel until 1971. Who is he?
Ooh, man.
His last known job was Red Wolf.
Ooh, he was with Stan. He was with Jack Kirby.
Yeah.
Ooh. Gosh, you're. I should probably know this. See, it's my first time here, RALEIGH, and I'm like, you know, I've listened to you, and I'm like, the whole time I'm like, I love your show, and man, you're killing me. Well, I probably should have asked for an easier question.
Well, here's the deal. You didn't know this, but when you start to ask anything about comics, John will walk in and just give me the questions off the top of his head because he has over 100,000 of them. And so,
well, I've been listening to you for a while, and I knew John. He was like, he's a comic book guy too. So I'm like, I kind of hit myself in the shins here. So I'm like, asking for a comic book question. So I'm like,
Well, he was born in 1916 and died in 1973. He was about 57 or so in New York. And he was a penciler and an inker. And probably his most notable work was Captain America.
Oh, I know you're going to... Oh, man. You're gonna hit me up, and I know all the like big comic fans out there are going to hit me up, and they're going to really be upset that I lost this one, but I gotta...
And he did the covers of Captain America 5, 7, and 9 in 1941.
I know I'm going to hit myself in the face when I say I gotta say I don't know.
Oh, you will be really upset. Sid Shores.
Oh no! Yes, you are. Yeah, you're killing me. Yep. I know it now, but maybe I'll come back. I definitely will return.
I hope
and
so.
I'll find some more. I'll come back and ask for more trivia questions later, Raleigh.
That'll be great. I'll look forward to it. Thank you for calling, Scott.
All right. Thank you for, answering my call, and thank you for, it's a great show, and I love your show, and I'll be back.
I hope so. Thanks. All right.
Okay, thanks.
So,
bye.
888-876-5593. Yeah, comics, of course, I wouldn't know any of this. John had to come in, and I had to write it down word for word. You'd think I'd know more about this, but yes, John drew his share of stuff, too, and did a television show with Stan Lee, actually. So, until Stan died, he would occasionally write to John, and I'd love seeing the envelopes because he'd cartoon on them, and that was always fun. So, 888-876-5593-8888-Raleigh. Dave in Chicago, welcome to WGN Radio.
Hey, Raleigh, good evening. How are you tonight?
All right, how about yourself?
I'm doing okay. So my guess was taken. I was going to say pogo sticks, but in the meantime, I've been thinking, is it possible that it's like balsa wood airplanes?
No.
You know, like the set that you would erect together?
No. Let me tell you that nobody has been in the ballpark yet. Not even close.
Gosh, okay.
Yeah.
Thanks for taking my call, Ron.
I hope you'll call again. Thanks. Appreciate it. So 888-876-5593. We'll get James's World War II. Oh, Fran wants lyrics. I love lyrics. Going to do 1966. She's got a guest on trivia, too. Johnny D., of course, hominins, don't you know, and a trivia guest. Robert in Stickney wants howdy-doody trivia. Why not? And then Cindy, a first-time caller in Milwaukee, has a guest. All that and more coming up on WGN Radio.
Across town, the city park, the playground, the places where kids' joys are found. I'm standing and I'm waiting, yes, I'm waiting, in hopes the rest soon will show. I'm ready if I don't get to go. Yes, I'm ready, ready, ready. Through the halls of high learning, a decent way of earning a good life for all mankind. I'm no longer debating, no debating. I make just to know. I'm ready if I don't get to go.
Yes, I'm ready, ready, ready.
I know the facts and I know how to fight back. But fighting is proof to hurt each other.
WGN Radio, I'm Raleigh James. And there's one line available at the moment, 888-876-5593 for Monday Night Trivia. Make sure it's Monday night before you call, all right? So if you're listening to the Friday replay, no, it is Monday Night Trivia. But if it is Monday night, trundle over to your phone. There's one line available for you right now. So this common toy was created in the 1880s, but not successfully sold until the 1960s. What is it? 888-876-5593. If you don't know any of my bumpers or the theme, and you just heard another one, and it should be just as plain as day. All right, maybe not. and you don't know my question, well, you can have your own category, and sky is the limit on that, because everybody knows something about something. So Cindy is a first-time caller, and she is in Milwaukee. Cindy, welcome to WGN Radio.
Hi, Raleigh. How are you?
All right. Thank you for calling.
Oh, thanks for having me.
All right. So you want 1970 TV show trivia?
Yes, ma'am.
All right. So Gary Marshall, the first sitcom he developed for Paramount, actually debuted in 1970, and it was based on a play and a movie. It was on the air until 1975. What's the show?
Oh, a play and a movie.
Yeah. Yeah.
The Odd Couple.
And we have a winner. That's absolutely right. Yes.
Cool.
You got it. All right. So, like I say, the prizes are worthless. They're not worth the postage, but eventually you get a certificate, which is a lot of fun, and then something that you don't want, like a CD or a DVD or a tabloid. But hang on. Let's get your address. Don't go away. All right.
Thank you.
Cindy is a winner. All right. And eventually she will get something. I say that because we're just so terrible at mailing, but we're going to be better eventually at some point in life itself. So, oh man, I'm looking at this and I'm not sure where to go as far as this goes. So when in doubt, let's talk about the war. James on the South Side. How's it going, James?
Fine. How are you doing?
All right. I have a feeling you have six guesses for me.
I want to guess on that question.
Mm-hmm.
I got them. Okay. I'm going to say the first one, I'm going to say wiffle ball.
No.
Okay. Play-Doh.
No.
Okay. I hacky sack.
No. Like the cinch sacks? No. No, this absolutely is a toy. And, you know, they always say on the hefty sacks not to be used as a toy.
And the wiffle ball, the reason why I went with that one, I figured, okay, now baseball, of course, organized fun 1876, and I'm figuring wiffle ball, and suddenly you can't get hurt by a wiffle ball. There's basically a lot of pocket things on them. So that's why I went with that one first.
Yeah.
Okay,
well,
I'm going to say...
By the way, before you do, do you know how wiffle balls were developed?
That I don't. I know I played it as a kid.
You'll love this. It was discarded perfume packaging.
Oh, that makes sense.
Yeah, well, if you look at it, it sort of does, but yes. So that's the deal. And today, though, it has a number of uses, not only as toys, but there's a down pillow company that uses them to flatten out pillows.
Oh, I still got a few of them from when I was a kid in storage.
Oh, I'm sure. And if you're driving through Georgia, peach farmers sometimes use the bats to poke at the branches and knock off the fruit.
Yeah.
All right.
Okay, I'm going to take a couple more guesses before I go to the main question. Okay,
right.
I'm going to say... let's see. I'm going to go with. I was going to say. Okay, motorized cars.
Next.
Okay.
This is a toy. This is absolutely a toy.
Yeah, that's what I'm. Yeah, that's what I'm thinking of. Okay, let's see. Let's try, miniature oven, like the kids oven thing?
No, the Easy Bake Oven? No.
Yeah.
Which is responsible for fire insurance to rise? No, absolutely not. What else?
Okay, and let's see. I was thinking of this Oh, goodness. This thing that actually, like, had like, spike things, rubber spike things. It was like a ball.
There are no balls. We're going to rule out balls. No balls in the answer.
Okay. So on to the question. I might come up with some more later.
Oh, yes. All right, so here we go. It's easy. You'll do much better at this. In February 1942, President Roosevelt ordered General Douglas MacArthur to invade which country?
Okay. He ordered, okay, in 1942.
February 42.
He ordered to invade, I'm going to say, wait a minute.
It's only 196 countries on the planet. The Philippines, okay. We have a winner. Yes, you're absolutely right. It took you a while, but you got it. Hang on. Don't go away. All right. Absolutely the Philippines. Yes. All right. So James knows his World War II. We'll get to Fran and her 1966 lyrics. I've already got it picked out. Yeah. And Johnny D and his hominins. And yes, Robert and his howdy doody. And let's see, what else do we have? Scott and his Buffy the Vampire Slayer. I said, whatever it is, if you know something about it, so we'll do it. And Jeff in Beloit with his more Chuck Yeager, more often trivia. All that and more, but right now time for the news on WGN Radio.
Oh, the schoolhouse across town.
Played that already. I hope so anyway, but I'm going to go with that. And yeah, play this one instead, actually. It's one of my two favorites on tonight's Bumper Stumpers. So, who is this?
A man needs a woman. It's all right, mm-hmm. When you know it's time. I need you,
baby, baby.
You got to believe me, baby. Yes, I need you,
baby, baby.
Oh, you got to believe that, baby.
WGN Radio. All right, so who is that? Yeah, it was on the Zia label. Yeah, that should narrow it down. 888-876-5593-8888. Raleigh, Fran is in Austin. Welcome back to WGN Radio.
Hey, Raleigh. Here I am.
All right. So, here is...
I was going to take some guesses, but my guesses were already taken. I was going to guess Silly Putty, and somebody got that one.
Yeah.
And that wasn't right. And, the only other thing I could Play-Doh?
Nope, not Play-Doh.
Crayons?
Not crayons.
Okay, back to lyrics.
All right, back to lyrics. And now I just picked them out, and don't tell me I have erased them. No. I picked up two sets, and one of them I know that I ruled it out. It was a fine song, Wang Dang Doodle. But I thought, you know, she may not get Wang Dang Doodle too easily. So
I've heard that song. I know it, but
yeah,
I don't know.
Right. But I figured those are not lyrics that necessarily would be top of mind.
No. yeah.
Right.
I enjoy them, but yeah.
Well, indeed. So now where did it, 1966, and this is terrible. It was in my history here moments ago. Oh, man, what a fool I am. All right, I'll get it here again because I just pulled up what I thought it was, and I'm looking at that saying, no, that's not it. but then again, who knows? Maybe it is. All right, so we'll see about this. Yeah, I think we're going to go with this, and it's going to be pretty easy, I think.
Okay.
Don't give him love today. Tomorrow he's on his way.
He's a sweet talking guy.
Absolutely right, the chiffons.
Yes. Yeah. I love that song.
Yeah. Talking sweet kind of lies. All right.
Yeah,
all
I've right. known some of those.
Yep. You got a list. Yeah, don't we all? All right. So hang on. Don't go away. All right.
Okay, thanks, Raleigh.
Absolutely right. Fran aced it. Sweet talking guy. I didn't even have to think about it. Yeah, I figured that would be a little more appropriate than Wang Dang Doodle. All right. So 888-876-5593. Johnny D, welcome to WGN Radio.
Yeah, thank you, Raleigh. All right. How are you?
All right. How about yourself?
In there. Did you get any emails from me? Because I sent.
Oh, I did. Yes, yes, yes. You went. You took the train ride and lovely pictures of the whole family as usual. Everybody looked delightful, and I'm glad you had a good time.
Well, thank you. Yeah, I figured I'd shoot.
Looked like the perfect day. Looked like the perfect day for it.
Actually, it was pretty overcast all day.
Right, that's why I say it. But that makes it nice. You don't have the blasting sun on you, yet it's not raining.
Yeah, that's true, too. It was kind of humid, though, you know.
Well,
kind of humid.
Yeah. Yeah, but everybody had a good time.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, the kids enjoyed it. Good. Benjamin, I'll tell you about it another time.
Okay.
But, on your trivia question about the toy.
Yeah.
Now when Fran said crayons.
Yeah.
You kinda like no. I don't know.
No, nothing to do with it. Not don't take that as a hint.
Oh, well, I did. And I was gonna say, you know, them chalks. Some colored chalk that you write on the sidewalk?
Nothing to do with it. I was multitasking, so if I sounded like I was into her answer, I was actually probably looking for hominins.
Okay. All right, well then, throw that one out, and let's see here. I was going to say, how about a top? You know, you press down on that little thing and the top would spin.
Yeah, it's not it, but that's nice.
Okay, well, how about a kaleidoscope? You know, you look in there.
Nope.
What was that thing you put like a little round thing of pictures and then you push the lever down?
Right, exactly.
You know what I mean?
No, it has nothing to do with it. Nope.
Nothing at all to do?
Mm-mm.
All right, well, then how about Wok'em Sock'em Robots? No, they weren't.
Nope.
Not Wok'em Sock'em?
Nope.
All right, and then, what was the last one? A whirly bird. You know, like you pull a string and that thing would fly up in the air?
Right. Nope.
Okay. Well, that was the only toys I had.
Well, yeah, I know. Well, it would not be a toy you had. You did not have this. No, you did not have this toy, Johnny D. Even though you might have been the right age, you didn't have this.
Oh, it's expensive. It's an expensive toy.
No, I didn't say that.
All right. Whatever.
All right.
I don't know.
Yeah.
Go to the hominin.
Hominins. All right. So we're going to give you three different species of Australopithecuses.
Wait a minute, not to interrupt you, Raleigh, but last week you were getting towards the traits of hominins, and I guess brain size.
And you were right.
And, you,
and I said, I said, let's do the other ones, but I've since lost the I've lost the question entirely.
Sure, okay, because I've been thinking about what's the other ones, right?
All right.
And I think I know some.
Okay, well, in that case, then hold on. Hold on, and I'll see if I can't resurrect it from last week. Don't go away.
All right, okay.
So, we'll find out. I don't know. 888-876-5593. We put Johnny D on hold while we think of his hominin question, and we do this on WGN Radio.
get mad over something silly. Take their toys away. It's too bad. Happiness don't grow on trees. Well, I got to sacrifice for you. You got to sacrifice for me. I got to understand.
WGN Radio, I'm Raleigh James. All right, that should be a gift. Who is that? 888-876-5593. And the trick, of course, is getting in. So I have been sitting here the whole time while I was listening to that and looking at this saying, all right, I found the article where I asked Johnny D the question, and then it was a deal of trying to find out what the commonalities were. Yes, what the characteristics were. And we talked about Johnny D guessed something or other. And in the meantime, I'm not 100% sure I found it. That's the worst part of this. But I'm trying. And so
something about traits of hominids as opposed to primates.
Yeah. And so we have several things here, and I don't know if this would.
You can ask whatever you want, Raleigh.
Well, no, that's all right. We're talking. I don't care about remains in Kenya. All right, and the holes in the skull through which the spinal cord enters. No, I'm sure I didn't get it from that. But
the foramen magnum.
Yeah, I you know, it was such a great question there. And let's see. All right. Let's see. The Homo habilis, best known for the Olduvai Gorge in Tanzania, exhibits small blank and large blank. Small this and large.
Genius.
Okay, teeth, I'll take it. Small teeth and large.
Well, brain?
Yes, there you go. All right, I'll take
it. Didn't have that large a brain.
Well, large enough to be
I mean, it was large as compared to Australopithecus.
Yes.
You know.
I'll of course, defer to Britannica on this since I have no idea.
Smaller teeth and changing
brain.
The teeth morphology.
Right, larger
That's
brain.
Actually one of the answers I was going to give for the other question that you forgot about. Smaller teeth and bipedality.
In addition, they have short. Short what?
Short. Well, I would say legs.
Good enough. Short femurs. Yes.
Short femurs. Okay.
All right. Well, you did very well on that. And one of these days, I'll find that other question. But hang on, as usual, you know your hominins. Don't go away. All right,
okay, I got to hear what this toy is that I couldn't afford. Okay, good.
I didn't say you couldn't afford it. You jumped to that conclusion. All right, so 888-876-5593. We'll put Johnny D on hold there for John to confirm his address, though he probably hasn't memorized. All right, so now we are going to move directly to Robert in Stickney. So, Robert, welcome back to WGN Radio.
Yeah, I must be my second childhood. I want howdy doody again.
Howdy. Well, why not? Why not? I mean, we are discussing toys of sorts, so I guess that would be appropriate.
Right.
That we would.
It would be related. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. On some level, it would be related. So now I have to find the I picked out this perfect howdy doody question, and oh god.
Oh.
Now that's all right. Don't go away. It's here somewhere. I just know it. And although I might of course have covered it just now with a hominin question, but I don't think so. So
yeah.
let's get
yeah,
back
I guess,
to here we are.
Yeah, I guess Chief Thunderbolt yeah. last time.
Yes, you did. You
right
did very
one.
Well. And here we are. All right, I remember it well. You ready?
Okay.
The Flubadub was a conglomeration consisting of how many different animals?
I believe it was
6, if I'm not mistaken.
It was 8.
It was 8.
Can you name them?
Yeah. Oh boy, I was afraid you were going to ask something like that. Let's see. It had the bill of a duck.
Duck's head. Yes.
Duck's head. Did it also have web feet? Yeah, I'm not sure.
No.
Web. No. Oh wow. Yeah, I know it was. Yeah, it was a combination of all the. Oh wow. Yeah.
It was a duck's head, cat's whiskers, giraffe's neck, cocker spaniel's ears, seal's flippers, a raccoon's tail, a dachshund body, and the memory of an elephant.
Oh, wow. Yeah. Oh, well. Could I just give you a couple of requests for later in the week?
Sure. What you got?
Oh, okay. Pledging My Love. I think it was Johnny Ace.
Absolutely, it was. Okay.
Yeah, and then one of my favorite early Orbison tunes, Leah. Oh,
okay.
Yeah. Okay. Great.
You betcha.
Yeah.
All right. Well, thanks. All appreciate it. Okay. Bye.
Sure.
All right.
Bye. Bye.
So maybe next time we'll talk about how the Flubadub came to be. That's maybe a more interesting story than the 8 animals. A cocker spaniel's ears. All right, so they're creative. That's about all we can say. Jeff is in Beloit. Welcome back to WGN Trivia.
Hi, Wally.
What's going on?
Oh, I don't know. I'm looking for a good trivia question. You always make my Monday, so let's see what you got.
You like Chuck Yeager, I know. Yes, so here...
Yeah, or Robin Olds, either one.
We'll just do Chuck Yeager.
Okay.
You know, he's got an interstate bridge named for him. It's two interstates that are together at that point in time. What are they?
You know, I don't have a clue. I'll tell you that right now.
Oh, gosh. He's got a bridge over the Kanawha River. That doesn't help, does it?
No.
All right. Well, that would be I-64 and I-77. But along the same lines, he's got an airport named after him. Where is it? Clue, not all that far from the bridge.
You know, you got me on this one. Good question.
It's in Charleston, West Virginia.
Oh.
Yeager Airport.
Yeah, he was near there, I think.
Yes, of course.
Well, he moved around, yeah.
Yeah, so there. Of course, you know, he was born in Myra, West Virginia, so West Virginia had to honor him.
You know, I had a quick story about that.
Yeah.
When they went into service, they always talked about how far they were in the sticks.
Yeah.
And his, you know, they were talking to a group of people, and they had a contest. And he said that he lived so far down in the hollow that they had to have 2 miles of pipe to pipe in the sunshine.
That's funny.
The winner of this is somebody rode in on a buckboard, and they went to the railroad station. And the pa says to the son, he says, "How long's your hitch? How long are you going to be in?" He says, 2 years. He says, "Well, I'll tell you what, I'll just stay parked right here."
All right. Now,
that's all I can add to that. So I can't
actually
answer your question, but...
Yeah, actually, it's interesting because Chuck was from Myra in West Virginia, and Myra is located on the Mud River. So I don't think anybody could have topped the Mud River if he just used that.
Yeah, he went to school and he had a $2 pistol, and his eyesight was phenomenal. And he would come home and he would drop the squirrels that he shot for dinner in a bucket, and then his mother would clean them. That's what they did back in that day.
Lovely. All right. Well, good deal. We'll talk to you next week.
All right. Thank you.
Thanks. Appreciate it. And Don in Beloit wants more Guadalcanal air battles. Oh, yes. Cindy in Chicago's got a guess on our trivia question. And, yeah, nobody's thinking in the right direction on this. Not even close. You're just all in la-la land for this. Sam is in Gurnee. And let's see. Scott in Joliet wants Buffy the Vampire Slayer. So we'll do that, too. All right, all that and more will be coming up. And now I am clearing. There are now two lines available for you. They've been busy all this hour, but they're available now. So 888-876-5593, 8888 Raleigh. We'll have four more songs for our theme, Shame on You. The next one we play after the news is another one of my absolute favorites, so I hope that you'll like it. Other than that, our question: this common toy was created in the 1880s, but not successfully sold until the 1960s. What is it? And there you have it. A number of things led to this genre, by the way. But first, we'll find out what's going on in the news and more on WGN Radio.
Places I've been, and all those pretty girls I found, but they were no company. They didn't mean a thing to me. Just another chick out on the town. 'Cause each day I'm getting older, and the clock is running too fast. Still my search is getting stronger. How much longer can I last? All I want is just a plain and simple girl who can understand me and share my world.
WGN Radio. So who is that? 888-876-5593. And what do they have in common with everything else we play tonight? Boy, no guesses on the artists, and they charted too. And no guesses on the theme. Mm-mm-mm. But some guesses on the question, that's for sure. And in case you don't know what we're working on, this common toy was created in the 1880s, but not successfully sold until the 1960s. What is it? And no one has been on the right track. Sam and Gurney, maybe he will be. Welcome to WGN Radio.
Hey, Raleigh, thanks for having me back on again. I appreciate it.
Yeah.
Why you accept me, I don't know, but I appreciate it.
Well, I'm delighted you call.
And if I get this wrong, I don't know how I'm going to bow out gracefully, but maybe you can help me out.
Okay.
But I was trying to do this by process of elimination. I listened to what you keep emphasizing it's a toy.
Well, it's considered a toy.
Yeah, and then you told Johnny D that he wouldn't have had one, so immediately it popped into my mind it must be a girl's toy. But then I thought, well, maybe not necessarily. And then what occurred to me was Ma, when we were kids, she used to take us to the carnival, and it was the only game she let us play because every time you won a prize. and also, I know that there were songs that popularized this, so I'm going to go with the Rubber Ducky.
Oh, I love that. It's not right. No, I think Rubber Ducky didn't become popular until long after the 60s. But I don't know when anybody would have developed the first Rubber Ducky, or how we'd categorize it. But it's a nice guess anyway.
All right, thank you.
All right, thanks for trying. Bye-bye. Appreciate it. Yeah, Rubber Ducky, you make noise. All right. I think that was the 70s or the 80s. So trying to think when, of course, rubber ducks were, invented in the 1800s. Yes, the history of rubber ducks, but rubber ducky. I don't know. Well, we'll do that some night on my time, and I'll report back, don't you know. And so in the meantime, Cindy in Chicago is going to take a guess. So, Cindy, what do you think? Cindy. Cindy, wake up. Okay, well, we'll assume that Cindy's out for the night, and we appreciate her call nonetheless. Reminds me, many years ago when Robert W. Morgan would be interviewing the coach of the Rams on Monday after the weekend game. It was Ray Malavasi was the guy. And one morning, Ray had fallen asleep. And Robert continued to interview him and just let the snores be the answer. And it was hilarious. But what was so funny is I told that story once in Philadelphia when I was on the air, and a woman called me and said, "That's my uncle." She didn't mean Robert. Yeah, so, but it was a hilarious bit. But no, we won't do that to Cindy. 888, though we could, 888-876-5593 is 8888 Raleigh. And darn, I was just working on Buffy the Vampire Slayer trivia, and looking for all seasons and easier questions. Or at least semi-easier questions, right? All right, so we'll welcome Scott from Joliet to WGN Radio. How are you, Scott?
I'm doing great, Raleigh.
Well, good. So you're a big fan of Buffy the Vampire Slayer.
I am, and I'm awake, so I wasn't like... I love Cindy. I love her. You know, I've been a fan of your show, and... Cindy is a great fan, and God bless her. And she couldn't hold on, but she was a little she you know
she was trying.
We all get there sometimes, and yeah. we fall asleep sometimes. But hey, great.
You betcha. Well, here we go. We're going to talk about the episode "The Wish." Buffy is okay. Fighting forces in what city?
Ooh, Buffy is fighting forces.
Demonic forces in.
Ooh, in what city? I would say, well, I mean, definitely maybe Sunnydale.
No, see if I can give you a hint. The city exists.
Los Angeles?
No, I'll give you one hint, and that'll be your final try here, and this is a true story.
Okay.
A radio station had a contest once where they gave the winner a week in this city, and they gave the runner-up 2 weeks in this city.
Ooh.
And what was funny, by the way, is Cleveland, instead of being miffed about it, showed the runner-up the best time of their life.
Ooh. Oh, man. You're killing me, Rolly.
A lot of people have nicknames for this city.
Mm.
I didn't realize there were demonic forces there, but why not?
Demonic forces in the city. Man.
Well, what if I said, here's your final clue, this is a gift. What if I said the mistake by the lake?
The mistake by the lake?
Yeah, oh yeah. The mistake by the lake.
There are probably a lot of people out there that are like, oh my God, why isn't this guy yelling out the word?
Yeah. All right.
I have to bow down. I'm sorry.
It's in The Wish, and it's Cleveland.
Cleveland. Oh, man. Yes. I'm sorry, Raleigh. See, I love your show, and I'm going to have to keep calling back because
okay.
I love this show, and I'll definitely call back and try again.
All right. I'll look forward to it. Thanks.
Well, thank you,
appreciate
too.
It. Yeah.
All right, take care.
So, yes, and the only place where the river, the Cuyahoga River, catches on fire. So, 888-876-5593, 8888 Raleigh. Gary in Austin, welcome back to WGN Radio.
Well, hey, Raleigh. I've been to Cleveland a few times, and I remember hearing the black alarm clock there. Didn't hear them too well.
I'm sorry, John was just warning me about something. What did you say? I heard none of it. All I heard, all I heard is don't take a break until after the EAS test. I'm like, oh, well, thanks for telling me there is one. All right, go ahead.
I was just saying that I'd been to Cleveland a couple of times, and the only I remember hearing the black alarm clock there a little bit.
Well, Cleveland was it is a great city, and like a lot of cities in what we love to call the Rust Belt, it has ebbs and flows. You know, you go there at one point and you're saying, sure. Oh my God, and then you go in another time, you say, hey, this is really good. So yeah, but I figured the mistake by the lake, you'd have to know that, but maybe you have to.
Yeah, I thought.
Oh, well.
But my bumper guess is Eddie Kendrick from way back in the
That
first
was
hour.
The very first bumper. Eddie Kendrick's, you're right. I did it all for you. It was the flip side of a second charting record, 1971 on Tamla.
And we've been having so many new people today. I won't call, and maybe somebody else will.
Oh, no, this is good. So did you hear anyone else you recognized?
I heard the Persuaders.
Yes, absolutely. The Persuaders doing Love's Gonna Pack Up. And of course, if you're from East LA, you know it by Sly, Slick, and the Wicked.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But yeah, so those are the two I knew.
Well, that's I thought you would have known the last one, but that's all right. And I actually thought you would have known a few more, but that's okay. We'll go over them all. Do you have any idea what the theme might be?
Ooh. No, I've been thinking about that, and it's not evident to me yet. But
interesting. Well, there's three more bumpers to go, so call back if anything hits you.
Okay, I will.
All right, thanks for calling. Appreciate it.
Thanks.
All right, so 888-876-5593-8888. Raleigh, Lisa's in Chicago. She knows a bumper, so what'd you hear, Lisa?
Hi, I think I have four. I'm not sure.
Really?
But,
I'm impressed. Yeah.
You mentioned one, or your previous caller mentioned the Persuaders.
Yes.
The last one was Garland Green.
Absolutely. Plain and Simple Girl. Yes.
Jesse James, I
Ooh,
Need You.
You know Jesse James, I Need You Baby. Yes, absolutely.
And I tuned in right before you played Ralphie Pagan, Make It With
You. Yes, absolutely, on Wand. You betcha I did.
Yeah, so those are the four I know.
All right.
I don't know the connection, though.
Or, that's good. You know the four. All right. Now, see, that's interesting because out of what I played, there was one that you didn't get that I thought, oh, she'll know this one. So, you know, I just never know. Hang on. Don't go away. All right. We'll confirm that address. You're absolutely right. Those are. So now we've got Eddie Kendricks, Ralphie Pagan, Jesse James, the Persuaders, and Garland Green. Well, they all have in common in this particular moment. All right, so I'll leave it to you to figure that out. Meanwhile, Marge in Milwaukee's got herself a guest. So, Marge, welcome back to WGN Radio.
Hi, Raleigh. I took a hint from that comment you made to Johnny D. 2 and thinking it was a girl's toy. Would it be the Easy Bake Oven?
No, it wouldn't. As I say, I'm sure that insurance companies raise their premiums over that alone, but it's not. But but if you think of something else, you call me back.
Okay, thanks.
All right, thanks. Bye-bye. Appreciate it. Yeah, I can see where that implement of destruction probably would come into play. So, Karen in Madison, welcome back to WGN Radio.
Is that me?
It
Karen
is.
Karen in Madison,
it
you
is.
Say?
It is, it is, it
okay.
is.
Okay. I'm going to try the trivia question. Hopscotch?
Nope. What else you got?
Marbles.
No marbles.
And what was the other one here? Let's see. I had one more guess. Jump rope.
Not jump ropes either.
No jigsaw.
Nope.
Okay. Could I have my own trivia?
What would you like?
Whatever's easier for you, I would take world capitals or diseases.
Okay, hang on a minute. I will pick one of those, and we will do it right after this commercial break. Don't go away.
Okay,
all right, so,
I will wait.
Yeah. World capitals or diseases. Maybe the two together. Who knows? We'll come up with something on WGN Radio.
You. Oh, you made me leave my happy home. That's what you did.
You took my love and now you're down somewhere. Every since I've been for you. There for you.
Riley James, right? So who is that? And yeah, I kind of started at the middle of the song because the intro is more than a minute and a half long. It's really nice, but I figured you should hear some of the song. That would only be fair. All right, so now we were talking to Karen from Madison, and we're going to do disease questions in a moment, I believe. Or actually, no, we might do world capitals. Don't go away, Karen. Stay right where you are. I have to look one up. But in the meantime, I've got Mark in Aurora who's been waiting quite a while. Hello, Mark. What's up?
I'm wondering if one of your bumpers was Flaming Ember.
There was no Flaming Ember.
Okay.
But there could have been.
A lead singer who sounds an awful lot like that same lead singer. Mm-hmm. I've got guesses on the trivia. Lego blocks?
Not Lego blocks.
Lincoln Logs?
Nope. That one's already been guessed. You weren't listening earlier. Nope.
Yeah, I guess I wasn't. Tinker Toys?
Nope.
Okay, I guess we're... Oh, on to the Star Trek trivia.
Yes. In court-martial, Kirk is facing charges for the death of one of his crew, Ben, whom he jettisoned into space while he was in the ion pod when the iron storm, which he was monitoring, became severe. Now, I want to know who turns out to be the monster in the episode.
The monster turns out to be Ben Philly.
And we have a winner. Absolutely. You are 100% right.
Yeah, he's hiding. Everybody thinks he's dead, but he's actually hiding in the ship, and they find him by eliminating one by one all the heartbeats of the crew members on board.
All right. That's really good. All right, hang on. Don't go away. Stay where you are. All right, so 888, he's right, as usual, 888-876-5593-8888, Raleigh. And we have Eddie. He's a first-time caller in Chicago, and he knows a bumper. So, Eddie, thanks for calling. What do you know?
Thank you very much, Ms. Raleigh. Listen, it's an honor to speak with you, and welcome to Chicago.
Thank you.
All right. I'm going to guess the song is... made by Rafi Pagan.
Absolutely.
Like with you.
Absolutely, yes. Right. Make It With You. Yes, on Wand and on Fanny.
Yes.
You're absolutely right. All right. We have a winner. Now, it takes forever to get your prize. It's not worth anything, but you do get a funny certificate. So hang on. Don't go away. All right.
Well,
so
it'll be hanging in my basement. Let me tell you.
There you go. Hang on, Eddie. All right. So absolutely right. Eddie from Chicago knows his Rafi Pagan. And that's R-A-L-F-I. Compared to how I've seen that written in some lineups. No, it is not R-A-L-P-H-I. All right, so 888-876-5593 is 8888. Raleigh, now, Karen called back, and we're going to do diseases or world capitals, and we'll do that right after the news. We'll talk to Karen from Chicago, who wants Cabbage Patch. I don't know if that's an answer or a category. We're thinking it's an answer. Maybe we'll see. Don and his Guadalcanal, I've already picked it out. There's two lines, count them two, available for you, 888-876-5593-8888-R-O-L-L-Y-E. Monday Night Trivia on WGN Radio.
I used to smoke 5 packs of cigarettes a day. It was the hardest thing to put them away. I drank 4 or 5 bottles of wine. I kept a glass in my hand all the time. Oh, breaking those
Molly James. Who is that? What's the theme? All right, that was on High Records in 1972. Who is he? 888-876-5593. Now, before we get to Karen, and I've got her capital question, Kim is a first-time caller in Wausau. Kim, welcome to WGN Radio.
Thank you. Hello.
Yeah, what do you think?
Well, I think the answer to that toy question is the Slinky.
Nice, but not right.
Oh, okay, because I watched this, like, special that they had about the history of toys, and the guy invented it from some sort of, I thought it was from some sort of something used in a motor or something.
Well, you're not far off. It was 1943, and he was trying to work on ship equipment to steady at sea. And after knocking some of them off the shelf, he watched in amazement how they gracefully walked down instead of falling. And so he convinced a department store, Gimbel's actually, to go ahead and sell them at Christmas in Philadelphia in 1945. And he was going to do the demonstration. Well, the first 400 sold within like 5 minutes.
Right. Yep. And then if I remember, he passed away or something.
Oh,
and
sure.
Then his wife kind of picked it up and was the driving force between.
Yep.
I guess the wrong years. Great idea.
Yeah, it's a wonderful idea. But yeah, Richard James, absolutely. And they had to borrow $500 to manufacture them. So, Yeah, you're absolutely right.
Really interesting.
All right. Thanks for calling. Appreciate it.
Okay.
All right. At the end of the 20th century, I think they had calculated that there were 250 million Slinkies sold, and they were still selling. So that's pretty cool. All right. So now Karen and her capitals. Are you ready, Karen?
Yes, I am.
Okay. Well,
we'll see.
Well, yeah, that's right. We'll see. I like South America, as you know, and we're going to talk about Suriname. What's the capital of Suriname?
Oh my God, Lhasa.
No,
Apso. That's a dog. But it's not. It might be close, but Lhasa. Lothas.
No, there's no L's. It starts.
Okay.
It starts with a P. And it's right on. It's right on the Suriname River. And
Papua.
You know, that's in New Guinea.
That's not it.
No,
okay.
That's in New Guinea.
I can't do it.
Well, that's all right. Paramaribo. And
I would never have gotten that.
Yeah, it's not only the capital,
but
it's the largest city in Suriname. Now, can you tell me what two countries Suriname is between?
You know, I know I'm really slipping. That's why I play trivia to keep my brain going. But
absolutely,
tonight
they're probably the two least known countries there. French Guyana, French Guyana and Guyana.
Okay, now I will know. I learned something.
Yeah.
Thank you.
All right. Thanks for calling. Appreciate it.
Thank you very much.
All right.
Have a good night.
You too. And quite the territorial disputes there too. And of course, when we think of Guyana, sadly, we usually think of Jonestown. Yeah, Kool-Aid, anyone? All right, so 888-876-5593 is 8888 Raleigh. And Don is in Beloit. How's it going, Don?
Good. Yeah, the Slinky was an important naval ship, World War II Navy, for instrumentation. It was instrumental in keeping the ship knowing, like, you need to know what's level to make everything shoot at your enemies. And so you got to know what's level and you have everything that's like, rolling on a ship like crazy. So this guy invented it. It was a brilliant idea to do something along those lines.
Better when he knocked it off the shelf and realized, oh my God, there's a toy here.
Yeah. I wish I knew more about it, but I happened to look that up much earlier. But yeah, and I definitely played these two games. I'm pretty sure I got your toy. I'm pretty sure.
You think you know my question, huh? Ha.
Oh yeah. All right. It's pretty easy. It took me a while to call in.
Okay. You tell me what you think.
And both of these I played all the time. And my uncle
then, by
had,
the
like,
way,
the better...
if you did and you're willing to admit it, then more power to you. But I almost swear you didn't.
So, okay. Well, maybe I'm going wrong here, but these should be the right.
Yeah.
Well, there was Spirograph, and then my uncle had Super Spirograph.
No.
That was a pretty cool.
And those are lesser known compared to these.
And then there was the Game of Life, which was developed by Milton Bradley.
Yes, and
like
that's
Civil
not
Civil War
it.
Era, like 1800 stuff.
That's
and,
not it.
Later became great. Yeah. Is it that talking doll, the Chatty Cathy?
Now
doll?
We have a winner.
Oh, okay. Okay, well, that was a big doll, but how that was done, like, long ago, that was just
it
a
was
guess create, part, right?
It was created in the 1880s. And they really couldn't refine it. In the 1960s, Chatty Cathy was the first. She spoke 11 phrases. You pulled the string. Do you know who the voice was for Chatty Cathy?
I would have no idea.
Well, actually, that's more common knowledge than anything you've said so far. But June Foray, the voice of Rocky, the Flying Squirrel, and Bullwinkle, and so many other commercials.
Oh, my God. She's very famous. Yes.
Right.
Oh, my God.
That's right. So, yes, talking dolls. Chatty Cathy was the first big success.
Okay.
So that's exactly it. You're a winner.
I was going to go with unicycles.
Right. Because they were everywhere. Just every kid on the block had a unicycle. No. Absolutely not. All right. Well that's
thanks.
Nice. But yes, so you're a winner. Hang on. Don't go away. All right.
Okay.
So there we So Chatty Cathy. Yes, that's absolutely true. All right. So we put Don on hold. And we'll see what Karen in Chicago has to say for her bad self. So what do you think, Karen?
Well, I missed it. My guess was the Cabbage Patch doll.
Oh, all right. Well, no.
And, well, then I lost it. But anyhow, I wanted to let you know that I will be with you with Jim from Richmond.
Okay.
Tomorrow, and all right. I have been doing a little research. My nephew lives in Milwaukee, and I also am in touch with my piano teacher from school who is living in Janesville, and I'm going to give Phil a call tomorrow and see if Phil knows if the school would offer anything. Jim, my nephew in Milwaukee, has been dealing with somebody with technology, and I don't know who it is, but I'm going to ask him who they are and if maybe they wouldn't help Jim.
Oh right, yeah, absolutely. That's great. So, we'll be talking about it tomorrow night. So yes, please do call.
And I will be calling. I really want to help him out.
Yeah. All right. Well, good deal.
And at some point, when you get a chance, would you play the Manhattans?
Oh well, you know I will. Absolutely.
Oh, thank you so
all
much.
Right, thanks.
Okay, and I'll talk to you tomorrow. How will I know? Do I wait until Jim calls?
No, just. He'll probably call toward the beginning of the show, so I would assume he usually does.
Okay, I'm going to be listening for
right,
him, and then
deal.
I'll call in when I hear him.
Okay, thanks. Okay, bye.
And I have asked my nephew to call as well, so maybe we can get him to do it.
Okay, good.
Okay.
All right.
And thank you so much for everything.
Absolutely. We'll talk to you then. Okay, bye. All right,
okay.
So 888-876-5593 would be 8888-Raleigh. Ah, we're going to talk to Naoto here in a moment. Myers-Briggs, don't you know? And I think James on the South Side has some answers, except the question was already answered. So we got to come up with another question. So let me work on that, and we'll reconvene in moments here on WGN Radio. WGN Radios. Who is that? 888-876-5593-8888. Raleigh. And in a couple of minutes here, we'll review what these songs were, and then maybe you'll still guess the theme. All right, so I might do that in two parts. But before we do, let me go to Naoto in Japan. How's it going, Naoto?
I'm doing good, but I have no idea about your trivia question, so I was trying VTI again.
Okay, that's all right. You don't have to. You know, we've talked, I think, about unhappy people and criminals and things like that. Well, what is the happiest Myers-Briggs personality type?
Well, I guess it's ESFP.
Oh man, you're so close. It's ESTJ.
Oh, ESTJ.
ESTJ. Oh. And in fact, I think it was Myers who was interviewed, and looking at forgetting about the two middle ones, she believed that the happiest were going to be the EJs. She also believed that the unhappiest were going to be the, and forget about the two middle initials, let's just go with the first and last. So she says the EJs are the happiest. Who does she think is going to be the least satisfied?
IP?
Absolutely. We'll take it. We have a winner. That's 100% right.
Oh, yes. Thank you so much.
All right. So hang on. Don't go away. All right, good deal.
Yeah.
All right, so Naoto wins again. Yes, knows his Myers-Briggs. So 888-876-5593. Johnny D has a bumper guess. So you do you? What'd you hear, you know?
The one where he says, I used to smoke 5 packs of cigarettes a day.
Yes.
I used to drink 4 or 5 bottles of wine. Was that Otis Redding?
Oh, man, it's Otis, but not Redding. Give me another Otis.
Oh, Otis, I don't know any other Otis.
Otis Clay.
Oh, it sounds like Otis Redding to me.
Otis Clay. All right.
Otis Clay, what's the name of that song?
As you might think, Trying to Live My Life Without You.
Trying to live my life. I have to look that up.
Yeah, it's on
high. Okay, never mind. Thanks.
All right, thanks. Appreciate it. Yes, Otis Clay. And he can look all about Otis, who there's long history involved there. Now, we're going to talk for a few moments here because I'm going to identify all these records and then maybe you can give me the theme. So first we played Eddie Kendricks, I Did It All For You, and that was 1971 on Tamla. Then we played The Emotions, Show Me How, and that was on Volt. The Intruders, I Bet He Don't Love You, that was on Gamble. Then Ralphie Pagan, which Eddie got, Make It With You. Then Gene Chandler did Yes, I'm Ready on Mercury. Last Mercury release for him. Jesse James did I Need You, Baby, as you identified. Likewise, the Persuaders did Love Gonna Pack Up. Yeah, on Win or Lose Records. Garland Green did Plain and Simple Girl. See, and I thought you'd get that. Laura Lee did Since I Fell for You. We just determined that Otis Clay did Trying to Live My Life Without You. And finally, Millie Jackson, My Man, A Sweet Man. All right, so now that you know who they all are, can you please tell me what they all have in common? 888-876-5593. Clearly, it's not record labels. We have Tamla and Volt and Gamble and Wand and Mercury and Zia, Win or Lose, Cotillion, Hot Wax, High, and Spring. So we know it wasn't the record labels. But what do these artists... And we know the years, by the way. This is all 71 and 72, but that's not what they all have in common. Although, that could help you. Am I going to get a guess here? I'm going to wait like about 30 seconds. 888-876-5593-8888. Raleigh. And then I'll reveal here in a moment, but I'll give you a couple moments to get to the phone and guess. Next new moon is Wednesday, October 2nd, 1:49 p.m. Central Time. And, of course, this is going to be an eclipse, an annular solar eclipse. And you don't want to look directly at the sun, obviously, though you'd see more if you were in Argentina for the full moon. The next full moon is October 17th. And daylight saving ends pretty much a month from now, Sunday, November 3rd. All right, so those are the haps, as it were. And September 30th, which we have just concluded, was Hot Mulled Cider Day. Tomorrow is International Coffee Day. I think it would be easier to celebrate all the way around. And Balloons Around the World Day. All right, going once, going twice, going three times. As you should know, this week is the 53rd anniversary of the syndication of Soul Train. The first episode was October 2nd, 1971. Of course, it had been on locally in Chicago for a year until then, but October 2nd, 1971, it went national. And who was on it? Eddie Kendricks. I Did It All For You. Every song I played, every act I played was on Soul Train in the first year singing the song I played. So Eddie Kendricks on October 2nd did I Did It All For You. The Emotion did Show Me How on November 6th. The Intruders, I Bet He Don't Love You on November 13th. Ralphie Pagan, Make It With You was on December 11th, 1971. Gene Chandler was Christmas Day with Yes, I'm Ready, 1971. Jesse James, I Need You Baby started the new year on the 8th of January, 1972 on Soul Train. The Persuaders were on the 22nd of January, 1972, doing Love's Gonna Pack Up. Garland Green doing Plain and Simple Girl on March the 4th of 1972. Laura Lee doing Since I Fell for You in 1972, March 11th. Otis Clay, well, it was April 8th when he did Trying to Live My Life Without You. And then Millie Jackson, My Man, A Sweet Man, April 15th, Tax Day, 1972. So it was all in the first year of the syndication of Soul Train, 53 years ago right now. So shame, shame, shame. Yeah, I expected we would have somebody guessing on that. I have a feeling a lot of those episodes are probably on YouTube. And, of course, you can look at the rundown of every season, actually. That's on IMDb. And you can look at the episode list, like on that Eddie Kendricks on the first one. Gladys Knight and the Pips were on, and Honey Cone and Bobby Hutton. Gladys Knight did Friendship Train and I Don't Want to Do Wrong. Eddie Kendricks, of course, we played I Did It All For You, but also It's So Hard for Me to Say Goodbye. Honeycomb, Stick Up and Want Ads, and Bobby Hutton did You're My Only Reason. So you can look at all that. It's funny, episode two, they say Charlie Wright and the Watts 103rd Street Band. I thought, I don't know. But then again, they spelled Ralphie Pagan wrong also. So, but that's IMDb, not Soul Train. I guarantee it. All right, so on that note, that's a wrap. We thank Adam for keeping us on the air. Oh, wait a minute. I have till top of the hour. I got two more minutes. I just realized that we don't have a final break tonight. So I'll just prattle on further. But I will thank Adam for keeping us together tonight and John for screening your calls. Yeah, every time he got up to go to the bathroom, you called. So it's been a tough night for him all the way around. But I was so glad you did. Now, tomorrow through Thursday, we have full shows starting at 10 Central. And I hope you will call. We'll talk about anything. We'll certainly talk with Jim, but talk about anything that is on your mind as well. Now, other things that I wanted to share with you. Let's see here. Well, this week we got a lot of birthdays, and Thursday, October 4th, that's Fran's birthday. So in advance, happy. And we'll find out more about that. Now, I've got the whole list of everything that's going on this week. Gene Autry turned 117 yesterday. Tommy Boyce, of Tommy Boyce and Bobby Hart, would have been 85 over the weekend. Sadly, died in 1994, commit suicide, 55 years old in Nashville. Jerry Lee Lewis turned 89 yesterday, born in Faraday, of course. What else? We have on this date, Little Anthony and the Imperials were recording Shimmy Shimmy Coco Bop and did a fine job of it, too. Chubby Checker was on American Bandstand, and oh man, was that controversial. Not on the air. Chubby was anything but controversial, but of course the twist was written by Hank Ballard, who wanted to be on American Bandstand doing it, but Dick Clark didn't think he would make a good presentation, so to speak. So they found Ernest Evans in South Philadelphia and cleaned him up and put him on TV. But Dick Clark made amends later when he put Hank Ballard on with Finger Poppin' Time. But even so, Hank Ballard wrote, recorded, and invented the twist, and don't you forget it. Now, on that note, that's a wrap. So 21 hours from now, we'll reconvene, and I hope you'll call. I'm Raleigh James. It's WGN Radio.